On today's episode of Bed Bath Beyond, we're going to start with the Olympics. We're going to talk Aaron Rodgers in the NFL. We've got Zedrun and NFT talk, and we'll probably wrap it with some baseball. You're not going to want to miss it.
3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian
Pika. And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes, welcome. For real this time.
They don't know that we just spent 20 minutes fucking recording our first episode, and then it wasn't recording.
No, they don't know that. They do now, though.
Yeah, they do now, Andrew. They do now. And I'm not a fucking monkey that can just dance and fucking
take five fucking takes to do a 45 minute episode of something. So this is our first video podcast.
Andrew, I make sure that everything's recording right now.
Oh, I love it. It looks good to me.
If this fucks up again, we're done with video. I'm scratching video for at least another week. Maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, maybe 2 weeks is a long time.
Well, we're just not ready then. We'll wait till for the 200th episode. How about that?
Oh my God, it's so long. But people are going to love this.
So, I'm going to do it again. This episode is brought to you by Red Vines. And brought to you by Bubbly. I already ate the three Red Vines that we were contractually obligated to eat for the camera, so I'm going to have to eat three more.
That's really the whole reason I sabotaged the last one, because I wanted you to eat more Red Vines.
Three Red Vines. I mean, this is our sponsor, so I got to be nice to them. But three Red Vines is 100 calories. That's fucking ridiculous.
That's
a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. They're really not that big either.
No, they're not big at all. They're just like fucking normal, flaccid vines. Okay.
Olympics.
Talk Olympics, Andrew. Talk Olympics. Talk about all the things that we just talked about. Talk about how we suck at basketball.
We're terrible at basketball.
France beat us in basketball. What's the fucking point? Tell us about what the court size is about.
Something about the court size being smaller for international play, and that's why the U.S. sucks. And it's a whole fucking mess.
That's an excuse, Andrew. The USA basketball team just sucks. How do we lose to France? Who's even on the French team? Who's even on the French basketball team?
Rudy Gobert, maybe? Is Rudy Gobert French?
He sounds French. Fuck.
In the U.S., like, we've got... I know, obviously, we don't win the Olympics every single year, but, like, we have the best athletes in the country across the board, typically, right?
The United States is usually the best performing country when it comes to the Olympics. All Olympics. Sorry, disagree, but that's just facts.
If you look at the medal count, specifically the gold medal count.
Now, right now, Japan is currently in the lead with the most gold medals. Okay. They have 8 gold medals. We have 7. China has 6. Okay, but I fully intend us to take the gold medal count. Now, it is funny, Andrew, wouldn't you say, that Americans have a stereotype from around the world, right? People from other countries look at Americans and they probably think of us as fat.
Yes.
Right? Wouldn't you say that, like, they say that Americans are fat and they eat fast food and obesity and everything? Yet, however, Andrew, we also are the most athletic, best performing country when it comes to the Olympics.
I would say that is correct. I mean, you got Michael Phelps. Yeah,
Andrew, you do have Michael Phelps. Viewers don't know this, but I asked you the question because I made a very intelligent remark previously during our previous recording that if you don't win gold, no one cares. No one cares. No one knows your name. And to perfectly execute what I mean, anyone listening, Andrew, you too, name me one athlete right off the top of your head. Don't look it up. Name one athlete that you know of at the top of your head for any sport that has won a medal but has not won gold.
This is my second chance here, and I still can't. I still can't come up with anybody. I don't even know. What was the Tanya Harding girl? Did she end up meddling at all, or was she not able to do anything with those busted up fucking legs?
I think, Tanya Harding was the one that I'm pretty sure busted the legs of another skater.
Yeah, what was her name? See, yeah, it doesn't even matter. She got the shit mutilated out of her, and we don't even know what her name is. That's fair. Gold medal is, that's the way to the top.
You got to win the gold medal. Now you can win a gold medal, and you can also win a silver or a bronze. Simone Biles has a bronze medal, but she also has like 4 gold medal. That's fine. But you have to win a gold medal, at least one, for people to know your name. Shaun White, Michael Phelps, Simone Biles, LeBron James, they all have gold medals. You have to win a gold medal. Well, people aren't going to care. People aren't going to remember your name. That's it. That's fine. But name brand requires you to win a gold medal.
I really don't understand how the U.S. doesn't like handily win like basketball every single year. I mean, we put so much emphasis on it, like in just day to day life, like with the NBA. If we don't win, I don't know what to say, right? Kevin fucking Durant. What's that?
I think this is my third one. This is contractually the third red vine on camera. Red vines, the original twists.
Excellent.
I'm done. I'm throwing them away. Well, I'm not throwing them away. They're our advertiser. They're our sponsor. But I'm throwing them across the room, so I don't. I'm saving them for later, so I don't eat any more. 3 sticks, 3 twists, are 100 calories.
So yeah, that's the whole Olympics.
You were saying something about Kevin Durant. You were saying.
Just saying that Kevin Durant is top 3 basketball players in the world. He has the potential to be maybe one of the best ever, and you know what I mean. It just everyone talks about him that way. And do you think that these guys go into the Olympics with the same kind of fire that they do for the NBA?
No, definitely not.
Right?
Because no one. Okay. No, they definitely don't because the NBA has its own ecosystem. It has its own glory. People don't remember Michael Jordan. Most of people don't remember Michael Jordan because of the Dream Team, although that was a big part. But most people remember Jordan of his 6 championships, his 3-peat, his retirement, and then his 3-peat again. The Olympics, although it's a big deal, not saying it's not, the NBA Finals will always be the coup de grace. You know, the right. Coup de, the six de la résistance, the most important thing is a ring.
Yeah.
Not a gold medal.
Well, it's like the competition is more fierce. I mean, like I would really love to actually see, imagine the NBA teams all getting to enter their individual teams into the Olympics. I mean, you think like that would breed more competition because if you're the Nets, you don't want to lose to the Bucks in the Olympics. Right.
Well, we were talking about the 3v3, which is an electric addition. I love the 3v3. Half court, ones and twos, get to the 3-point line to clear the ball. I fucking love this competition that's new to the Olympics this year. It would be sick if teams from the or like players from the NBA could create their own
right.
3 teams of 3 and enter the Olympics. So like USA 1, USA 2, USA 3. But it's all under the USA umbrella, kind of similar to how there are obviously different swimmers and there are different gymnasts. Obviously, they're all kind of individually competing, but they're all under the American. Well, the same thing could be said with like teams of 3 if you like had a 3v3 competition. That would be sick.
Which current 3 NBA players would you pick for your team of 3? Because I feel like
I'll tell you right now. Okay. I'll tell you right now. Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
KD.
Yeah.
And James Harden.
Interesting. Okay.
There you go. There you go. All right. That would be my team of three.
I think I would take LeBron, Giannis, and Curry. Giannis can't shoot. Curry only shoots. LeBron could do both. That would be my 3v3 team.
That's pretty good. You've thought about this, though. You've thought about this a while.
No. Yeah, the entire time we were sitting here thinking about that. Yeah, I think that would be my team.
Red Vine's really getting stuck in my teeth, man.
You're fucked.
Red Vine, great sponsor. They get stuck in your teeth. 100 calories for 3 twists.
And the getting stuck in your teeth bit's just so like you can enjoy it the rest of the day.
Right.
That's like a marketing thing.
I'm trying to think of any other Olympic. Katie Ledecky lost.
Yeah.
Katie Ledecky.
And the Australian dude was freaking out.
The Australian dude, this is where you're going to put in his video of him freaking out.
Right.
When he watched his swimmer beat Katie Ledecky and he's fucking going crazy and scaring people around him. That's an electric video. Great, great video. Philippines won their first gold medal in 100 years.
Woo.
Pretty sure it was in like weightlifting, bodybuilding, one of those.
I think it's weightlifting. And I don't think they do bodybuilding in the Olympics.
Whatever. And then the U.S., some kid won sharpshooting, and he looks like someone who would shoot up a high school.
Oh, my God.
He looks like – do we have a picture? Throw the picture up during this video. Throw the picture up of the video. And he looks psychotic. He looks like someone that's grown up his whole life around guns, and he looks like someone who you should not piss off and go to school the next day. If you piss him off, maybe take a couple days off, pretend you're sick. Don't go to school just in case.
All right. Well, that's the Olympics. That's everything. The what did we say? The U.S. was second, third?
They're second in gold medals. Japan, USA, China,
Russia,
876.
Blah blah blah.
Fuck Russia. They shouldn't even be competing.
It's actually insane that they get to compete like the way I know they're not competing for Russia, but the fact that they're there with the name Russia in their fucking title is a little insane, right?
It's communism, to be honest, to be frank with you. It's complete communism. So I'm not gonna talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't take part. I won't commentate on it. I won't give them any sort of attention.
So you want to talk a little bit of NFL news?
NFL news or bottom of the barrel?
Well, let's start. God, the bottom of the barrel is not good today.
Is it usually good?
Sometimes it's good.
Let's do bottom.
I think we talked about it before. Michael Thomas had a surgery on his ankle, and it's going to be a 12-16 week recovery. That was from the time of the surgery, not from like when we were hearing the news. This was about last week. He might miss 4 to 6 weeks of the regular season. That's a big deal, especially when like they have a new quarterback who's going to be starting. They don't really have anyone else on that fucking Saints team as a wide receiver. Like they've got Alvin Kamara, and probably at this point with Michael Thomas missing that amount of time, I would assume they're going to start Taysom Hill just to bolster their run game. Cause I can't imagine.
Why in God's name would you draft Michael Thomas if you had the opportunity to?
Oh, now you cannot. If he falls to the fourth round.
No, I'm not touching him.
Maybe.
No, I'm not touching
him. No, I personally, I think I'm out on him as well. But depending on where he falls, there's still value there. But it's just what
fool
a fucking.
Fool me once, fool me twice.
Yeah, like, exactly.
If you drafted him last year, because a lot of people did in the first round, you got fucking burned. You wasted your first or second round pick.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm not doing that. And I wasn't even the person who got burned, but I feel for the people who got burned. Don't do it again. He's going to be out guaranteed for at least 4 weeks. Right. I'm not touching him.
Okay. The Packers. This is the bigger piece of news. There were a lot of reports today about Aaron Rodgers. The first one being that everyone who he had talked to, everyone who he was close with, said that he's not going to play for the Packers this year. The second bit of news that came out was Aaron Rodgers working with the Packers. They're in talks with a contract that moves some things around to make this year his final year, so that way he has options afterwards, whether he wants to retire, go to a different team, or maybe sign an extension even. That stuff's still pretty unclear, but they're working on that, and people are saying that it seems like that will get done. Who fucking knows? But that would be probably the best case scenario for all of them. I mean, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams both posted Last Dance photos on their Instagram stories, right? So, I mean, I'm assuming that this is going to be...
That's a clown move. That's an absolute clown move because they haven't even won a Super Bowl together. They haven't even won a Super Bowl together, and they're pretending like they're of the Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen caliber of winning three-peats. These guys have not... Aaron Rodgers has won Super Bowl win. Very good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even that good compared to how much praise people give him. People give him the best quarterback of... I mean, there are people out there that say Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT.
Oh, yeah,
he's absolutely the greatest quarterback of all time. He's got one ring. He's lost in the playoffs so many times. He loses in the NFC Championship game like it's his job. And Davante Adams is a really good wide receiver. However, the two of them haven't even won a Super Bowl, haven't even gone to a Super Bowl, and they're posting Last Dance images. It's clown moves.
It is.
Clown moves. Clown moves.
Anyway, that's the biggest piece of news. The other thing is just that the Giants said they're going to take a long-term approach to Barkley's injury with his ankle, which who fucking knows them? It's so vague. Like, is he not going to play a couple weeks at the beginning? Is he just going to get, like, limited snaps? Who knows? The best part, though, is that obviously we know that the Cowboys are going to be doing Hard Knocks. And with every day that goes by, we get closer and closer to Hard Knocks.
And actually, that's going to be good because I am most excited to see Jerry Jones on Hard Knocks. Will be an entertainment machine. Jerry Jones, did you hear, I forget when he said this, it was sometime recent, he said that he would do pretty much anything to get a ring.
He said, like, there is nothing I won't do at this point to win a Super Bowl. Or I think he said go to a Super Bowl.
Even better. He doesn't even want
to. He's just like, get me there.
Just get me there. Just get me to a Super Bowl. I'll suck your dick. I'll do anything. I'll kill a person. It doesn't even matter. Don't even worry about it. The police said that they're not even real people.
They're not even real people. I still need to watch the next season of that.
I think you should leave season 2 on Netflix. Watch it. We'll watch season 1 first.
Oh, yeah.
But season 2 is amazing.
It's a
push. But Jerry Jones would literally drink the blood of a small child that he decapitated just to go to a Super Bowl. I feel like we have to keep eyes on this guy. We need to be monitoring him 24/7 because he has the money, he has the resources to do that if he wanted to.
Think of our children. I think, like, yeah, that's a valid point. We should watch this man because he's going to do it, and he's still not going to make a Super Bowl, and that's going to be even worse.
I mean, we thought what Robert Kraft was doing was bad. Jerry Jones is going to take it to a whole new level.
Kraft is
going to take it to
insane.
A whole new level, and just to get to the Super Bowl. But I'm excited for Hard Knocks.
I'm super excited for Hard Knocks. We'll write some content on the site about it too. Like, we'll follow some of these players. The thing about Hard Knocks is that, like, they really dig deep to get you to invest in some of these storylines. But then, like, it's live. It happens day of for recording. So you could come in next week and the guy that they've been pushing for 3 episodes just gets fucking cut.
Gets cut.
And then you're like, I guess.
It's cutthroat. That's what I love about it. It's cutthroat. It's crazy how close to, like, real time the show gets.
Right.
Because, like, exactly. Like, you're rooting for a guy and then, oops, the next day he gets cut. And
right.
I think of the moment where Chad Ochocinco got, like, arrested and they had to cut him. I think it was for the Bengals. It was for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
For the Texans.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was the Dolphins. Maybe it was for the Dolphins.
I just
let's say the Dolphins. Well, but I mean, he, and like, They had to cut them. They had to cut them real time. It was fucking awesome.
Well, and there's a, like, and nowadays, like back when they first did hard on, I mean, there's technology, obviously, but nowadays I'll get a fucking push notification about somebody with a broken like leg. And then I'm like, I know I'm going to see that tomorrow like, yeah. on Hard Knocks, you know?
Their editing is like, yeah, like, okay, we're done. We'll be, well, this is going to go live in an hour. Just let you know. Everything that we just filmed is going to hit HBO in 1 hour. That's how fast they are.
Okay, so let's see here. So that's the NFL news.
That's it. That's bottom of the barrel. I give it a D. I give it a D plus.
All right, it's not bad. I can't wait till like the off season like starts to roll and we get into preseason. It's like, and it's no longer bottom of the barrel. It's just like, this man died. That's news. And it's not all garbage shit. Okay, so do you want to talk about Zedron? Obviously.
Yeah, is it time?
Oh, it's always time.
Okay, well, Andrew, if you don't know, Zedron is a horse racing game on the Ethereum blockchain. And go to zed.run to get started and buy your first horse. Now, you will, if you want to buy a horse, you will have to go to the secondary market.
Yes.
What's the secondary market? The secondary market is on OpenSea.io. It's the largest NFT marketplace this side of the Mississippi, and you're going to have to buy off of OpenSea, and then once it's in your wallet, you can then race your NFT Ethereum blockchain racehorse on Zedron. Now, I've already built a stable. Andrew has built a stable, although he only has one horse.
I do. Wumbo.
His name is Wumbo. Now, when are you going to be racing Wumbo?
Well, it really depends on how this fucking thing goes, because I want it to be live streamed, and I want to I want people to see it, and I want to interact with the community so they can also see me racing Wumbo.
I think Zedron, one of my most coveted horses on Zedron is a filly Nakamoto. She is just a beast of a horse. Her name is Fingers.
Yes.
We talk about her a lot. I need Johnny, okay? Johnny Walks, who runs the B3T Sports social media accounts. I need him. He's like our little intern. I need him to be posting Fingers highlights on the reg. I need to, like, it's honestly, there's no excuse. Fingers.
That was so fucking funny.
I bought her for 0.2 Ether at the time, probably around $400, given the how much Ether was at the time. I think I could probably, like, I could easily triple. I could sell her for triple the cost. I'm not gonna sell her for triple the cost because she is such a cornerstone. She's an integral part of my stable. Now, here's the thing, Andrew. She actually just raced just now. She just finished a race. Ooh. I don't know what place she got. So we can watch the replay live.
Oh, we can.
How's that going to work?
Well, okay. So that's interesting. You can send me.
Do I share my screen or do I share you the link?
If you send me the link, I can put it up.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send it to Messenger.
Okay.
This is exciting. Now,
now, here's the thing. The way we're set up, when you send it, these guys will be able to see it, but we're not going to be able to, like, watch it and comment it. We'll be able to watch it on our own, but there's no way that you're going to be able to see it when I hit play. So, like, we're going to have to hit play.
Well, no, if I press play once you press play, kind of seeing it in real time,
absolutely.
Right? But you can see it, right? You can see it on your end, and then I can see the horse race on my end.
Correct. So let me see.
Okay, well, let me.
So go ahead and keep talking here while I try to get this set up for us.
Okay, well, hold on. This is very important because I sent you the link, and you're going to press the replay 3D link. You see that? Okay, but this is important, Andrew. This is important. As soon as you press the replay 3D, you have to then skip the intro. That's very important.
Okay, because the intro takes forever. But what if I want to look at the names?
No, because the intro tells you the score.
Oh, it tells you.
There's an actual reason for this. The intro tells you the record of the horse. It's a flaw in the game design, because the whole point of watching the Zed Run replays is so that you don't know who wins, and they do a good job of hiding it in the preview. But if you watch the intro to any replay race, the records that they show during the intros for each horse is actually updated, so that so you'd be able to tell.
Okay.
Understand?
Yep.
So, let me know when you press the replay 3D button, and then I'm going to tell you when to skip the intro, and then we're going to do it at the same time.
Okay. Let me see here. I got to make this just a little bit bigger, a little bit wider, so that way people can fucking see the right screen. We'll put it
now right. She has good odds. So for those of you that don't know, every time you put your horse in a race, you get odds. Zed Run gives you odds of the likelihood of your horse coming in first place in that race, in that specific race. She has a 1 in 8 odds, which is very good. Anything under 10 is typically very good. Okay. Now, obviously, the higher up you go in the rankings, the harder the competition is. So if you can even have that under 10 odds for a class 1 race,
right,
then you have one of the best horses in the game. Usually if you can hold under 10 odds in a class 1 race, you have a really good horse.
Okay? I think we're set.
Class 1.
We're set here. If you're ready.
Okay.
So we're both going to hit replay 3D right now.
Go.
Okay, I see.
Don't touch. Wait.
Oh, the little horse is gone. Wait. Okay, so now I see this skip intro. Boom. Okay, well, here we go. Seoul Korean Derby.
Shoot, I'm a little behind you.
That's okay.
Just keep going.
Yeah, no, I mean, it won't matter. So this is what they're seeing. We're a little bit behind. The people will see how it ends.
Tell me when it's going. Tell me when it's going.
Now, we just kicked 3 off. They are running.
Okay.
So I want to talk a little bit about these names. So we've got, Bustin' Barn Doors. That's a good name. Borrowed Time, but Time spelled T-H-Y-M-E. That's good.
That's a good horse. I recognize that horse name.
Reba, Cold Sweat. I can't read that one completely. What is that? Well Connected Cabbage. Interesting.
Are you going to read all the names, or are you going to leave me some names to read? We've got Hoof It Good.
Nothing but the best for you.
Hoof It Good. And then we have, I like the Broken ATM.
The Broken ATM is a did shrink. That's funny.
Okay. So is it going, for me, the race is, we're approaching the 800 meter.
We passed the 1600 meter.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm in a different view than you, but
I see.
So okay. You're going backwards, and I'm actually going forward. Okay. So,
and I could change the camera here a little bit here for people who wanted to see. That's like
shake it up a bit.
That's from the side. There's fingers. Fingers is booking it, but I mean, it's really tight, honestly, all across at the moment.
Well, we're halfway through, right? Is it 1200?
Yep, 1100. This is really cool. It's simple. Like, you know, you look out through the mountains and like it's just clouds and stuff, and it's Japanese themed with the arches, and I think the horses are simple looking, but like they all have individual color, and like being able to do the names, it's really cool. I'm excited for this.
Come on fingers. She made a little bit of a run. She gotta keep pushing it.
Now, if you're an audio listener only, this might be kind of boring for you. So don't forget, come check out the video on YouTube or on the site, b3tsports.com. Fingers is fucking going.
Yeah, but watch number 8, dude. Fucking the Broken ATM. He's coming in hot.
Yeah, he is.
Yo, he's coming in hot.
I love that color for the Broken ATM.
Broken ATM's going to take... Yeah, Broken ATM's going to take first, lead. But Fingers might take 2. Fingers got two.
Oh, there you go.
Fingers got 2. That's a payout. So for those of you that don't know, when you enter a race, you can enter a free race or you can enter a paid race where it has an entry fee. The higher the entry fee, the more of a payout at the end of the race. This was a free race. It had a $10 payout. So winner got around bucks. I got around $3, and then third place gets the rest. So I mean, it's fun. It was a free race, It literally costs nothing to join. So you keep doing those every day, and it adds up. Or if you want to do paid races, the competition is a little harder. The competition in paid races are typically harder because all the horses that are really good, the owners obviously want to make as much bang for the buck as possible. So they enter them in all the high paying races. But I'll take this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number two, I'll take it.
So that's
free money.
That's kind of a free preview of what I say free preview. I mean, that's kind of a preview of what we're going to do with a little bit more Zed Run stuff once we get up and going with this. Like I said, I definitely want to race Wumbo and have a bunch of people watch that shit. You mentioned, though, before the show started that you wanted to pitch another NFT type thing. Like a spotlight.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to be doing NFT spotlight segments. Okay. You're going to put a little like really cool intro.
Okay.
Ian's NFT spotlight corner. So the project that I want to talk about today, other than Zed Run, because we talk about Zed Run every podcast, as we should, it's the best game on the blockchain, in my opinion. Better than Axie Infinity. Okay. Crypto Raiders. Okay. You can go to the website cryptoraiders.xyz to learn more. It's basically a utility-based RPG game, okay? They've only minted 7,500 base characters, okay? That's it. They've only minted 7,500 base characters. That's it for now. They are going to probably mint more in the future.
Do we know how big the player base is yet?
No,
they
haven't even done the first dungeon yet.
Okay.
But going back to the 7,500, these characters will be known as the Genesis characters, the Genesis base characters, and they have the ability to collect the most gold in the game. So basically what the game is it's a little bit like Zed Run, where you enter them into a dungeon to complete. And then you kind of, it's hands off. You just watch them kind of go through the dungeon and explore the dungeon. It's kind of like AI AI movements. So it's like Zed, where you enter a horse into a race and obviously it's hands off. You watch the horse race. Well, this is, you watch your character go into a dungeon and hopefully they don't die.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Death. So the big thing about this game that's gotten a lot of people's attention is that Crypto Raiders, you can die and death is permanent.
Yep.
When you die in the game, your character is lost forever. It's burned on the blockchain and you lose your character. Okay. It would be like I fucking entered fingers in that race and she just explodes on the racetrack if she came in last place. Okay, that's a little bit like Crypto Raiders. So you are risking something every time you risk, go into a dungeon. Mm-hmm. However, just like Zed Run, how it tells you your odds before a race, the dungeon will tell you your survival rate, your survival chances of completing the dungeon and not dying. Now, the harder the dungeon, the more risk, but also the more reward, because you get the most gold. And so you can actually level up your character. You can do they're going to have armor and gold and weapons. Then you can level them up every time you do a dungeon.
Right.
Your character gets leveled up, which makes it stronger. And every time you do a dungeon, you get weapons and armor to make them stronger. This is different than Zed Run, because Zed Run is your horse is as good as it's ever going to get. You can't level it up. You can't train it. Once it's born, that's those hidden stats inside your Zed Run horse that's all you get. And then you race them against other horses. And obviously you have to pay attention to the race distance and the track and your competition. All that matters. So it's different. But I'm really excited. I have minted 3 Crypto Raiders, so I have a team of 3. I really want 4 because that kind of has the Final Fantasy vibe of
do they run as teams or do they run individually?
So you can do either or. You can team up with people to do harder dungeons, or you can do them on your own. Obviously, the kind of you have to weigh it out because you don't have to split as much treasure, but at the same time, it's going to be harder if you do it on your own versus splitting it with another team.
Right. Okay.
So it's very cool. Again, go to cryptoraiders.xyz. You'd have to buy on OpenSea on secondary because that's the only way to get them right now.
They're sold out on their site, or they're just not like, or are they only selling like on the third?
They're only minting them via OpenSea.
Okay. See, there are games that are like, you know, video games, traditional video games that are like this. They're called roguelikes, where you play, and when you die, you don't like, it's not like you're gone, but you will lose everything that you have and you have to start over. And those are things where
people, Dark Souls.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's stuff like where I feel like people like it because they're like, it's hard, but I'm the one who fucked up. I wasn't good enough and I died. This might attract some of those guys who are like, oh, I want to do this thing. And then when their guy dies, I'm like, well, I didn't do anything. Like, that's not my fault that he died. And then they're going to be like, oh, this is a whole different ball game. Right.
Right. So there are beginner levels that, like, I don't think you can die on. They were saying that, like, the first few dungeons that they're going to be throwing out there for people to try out, you have no risk of dying. But they're going to, as the game develops, throw out some harder dungeons where people can die. I don't know. I've got three guys, so I'm really going to have to kind of weigh my pros and cons, because the beauty is there's only 7,500 Genesis characters, right? There's only 7,500 characters. Well, as they die, those Genesis, because they can collect the most gold out of any other characters in the game, they're going to be the most valuable. Mm-hmm. So eventually, if this game grows, like I think it will, because it's got a really good team behind it. It's got a really active community on the Discords. That's kind of a great recipe for success. They have a great idea, obviously. If this game continues to grow, those 7,500 Genesis horses are going to, not Genesis horses, Genesis characters are actually going to be super rare because can die.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's super cool, and it kind of cleans itself out, too. I mean, you're not going to just be sitting, like, have all these worthless characters out there. I mean, you might have a couple, but people won't know they're worthless because maybe they haven't raided a lot, right? So
they're not going to be any worthless characters. Worthless characters, Andrew.
Because you're either going to die or you're going to be held.
So, right, and if you hold, it's just going to go up in value because people that are deciding to play the game, well, eventually their characters are going to die. Now, they have their own spin on breeding. So in Zed Run, to get more horses, Zed Run has Genesis horses. They're horses that are minted by the game, and you have to get them from Genesis. There are only 36 or 38,000 horses that were minted by Zed Run. And I mean, you're like, well, 38,000, that's a lot of fucking horses. Jesus Christ. Well, think about when 100,000 people want to play the game, because they currently do. 100,000 people are actively playing Zed Run. Well, that means not everyone can get, there's not enough Genesis horses to go around. So what do? Well, you can breed the Genesis horses with each other, and every time they breed, they create another horse, and those horses, little tiny horses, okay?
Exactly.
And obviously they're not as rare as the Genesis, but they get the job done, right? And even some bred horses are better than Genesis horses. And so this is a game of breeding as well, Zed Run is.
Right.
Crypto Raiders has their own unique spin to breeding, and it's called staking. And so you can stake a certain number of characters to recruit a new character. It's called recruiting. So instead of making your characters fuck and having babies like Zed Run does, they're basically like recruiting characters, kind of like in The Witcher, right? Or Skyrim. You're like recruiting people to join your party.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's the same kind of deal.
Oh, cool. We did look into this a little bit last week. I think you sent me a link, and it looked really cool. That's another one that I'd be down, like maybe buy like a cheap character and just see kind of what it's all about.
They're no longer cheap characters. So I bought when the floor was, I think, $28 or something per character. Oh, no. The floor is now $200.
Oh my fucking God. That's a crazy jump.
That's crazy.
But
jump.
I mean, that's what you get when like you've got such a limited supply.
Exactly. There's already so much. Like, I am lucky to have gotten three because I kind of heard about it late in the game. So there were people that had collected over 100 characters already.
So many. That's
which,
cool,
I mean, if you think about it, it's so many. But if you think about it, if you got it at $28, I mean, it's like $2,000, yeah. $2,800, which is a small investment compared to some other guys are throwing around in the ether world.
Imagine
like,
if you sold half of them right now. You know what I mean?
You
for
get
the
your
floor.
Money back.
Yeah, it's like a free investment and you just get to sit on the other, like, however many.
Exactly. Now, I actually had to fight my way just to get these three fucking characters. So I'm not in the game of flipping at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the three characters I got. I'm excited to do the dungeons. I think the first dungeon is coming out in the next 48 hours. I've been in the Discords and they've been talking about rolling out a test dungeon in the next 48 hours. So I'm very excited about that. No chance of death on the first test dungeon. So it should just be a good time.
Yeah, sweet. Well, give us an update next, or maybe next week. I don't know. Whenever you end up doing this, let us know what the hell it looks like and how
Friday.
It feels.
Friday's episode, I'll have an update.
Perfect.
Friday's episode, I'll have an update.
Any more NFT stuff you want to talk about?
Buy X copy. That's it. Okay. Buy X copy.
Then do you want to talk about the
X copy? Is an artist? Okay, he's an artist. Look him up. He's literally going. He's the most important crypto artist in my opinion. I think that like his one of one pieces are going for six figures minimum. You can buy cheaper, more editioned works of his. Okay. Probably the cheapest that you can get him right now is at $1,400. You just want to buy it. You just want to buy the floor on X copy art, hold it for 3 to 5 years. I'm rich.
Perfect.
That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say.
Do you want to talk about the Cubs?
No, I do not. I do not want to talk about the Cubs. How about you talk about your stupid Dodgers?
Well, let's go. The Dodgers have 61 wins. They are two games back from the Giants. There are only five teams in the MLB who have 60-plus wins, and the Dodgers are one of them. There's a lot of baseball left, but we're going to the playoffs, baby.
Yeah, Cubs are not going to the playoffs since...
There's still time left, although...
Stop it. Don't give me your patronizing bullshit. We might not even have Baez, Rizzo, or Bryant anymore. The trade deadline's coming up. The MLB trade deadline's coming up this week.
You really think they'd blow it up?
They can't afford all. They can't afford everything.
That's true.
Now, they got their ring, okay? They got their ring. They broke a century-old curse, okay? So, the city of Chicago should be thankful of the Ricketts family and everyone associated with the 2016 World Championship because it was a curse killer, okay? They came in and won a ring after like 108 years of drought. It's insane. There were people that were born, lived a full, healthy... There have been people that were born, lived a full, healthy life, long life, and still never saw the Cubs win a World Series, okay? So we should be thankful. I'm thankful. I know the consequences. You can't keep a dream team forever. You can't pay everyone. Someone's got to go. Maybe multiple people have to go. I just hope we keep Javi Baez. He's my favorite player. El Mago, the magician. Greatest shortstop in the MLB. That's all I care about right now. Keep Rizzo, too. Keep Rizzo.
I'd rather if keep you can. Rizzo.
I mean, everyone loves Bryant. Everyone loves Chris Bryant. He was the MVP. I mean, everyone loves him. I'd rather have Rizzo and Baez. Hot take. Go ahead. Talk about your stupid Dodgers.
No, you know what? You seem down about it. I think that we're good to cut it. You want a grapefruit?
I'm just jealous.
Dude, there are some fucking big ass spiders right next to me, right by this window. Holy fuck.
That's nothing compared to the, what were the cockroaches the last time I visited?
Can I show this?
Yeah, go for it. If you're able to lift your camera. Spider cam.
All right, hold on. I'm going to unplug my mic because I have to.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's okay because it should pick up my headphone. Oh, shit. Where is it?
Oh, you've lost it?
Dude, you see? You see this guy?
Oh.
Oh, he just. Dude. Oh my god, he just got out of sight. These guys are fucking huge.
Last time I visited, they can't be bigger than those cockroaches. Oh wow.
Okay, can you not talk about my apartment like it's some like disgusting?
No, I know. It's just where you live. It's not. I mean, aside from like the garbage, it was totally fine.
Jesus Christ! Here, look at this. Can you see this?
We got the action cam.
Hold on. I'm turning off the light. You gotta see this shit.
Oh my god, it's fucking dark.
Do you see it?
Well, oh, now I can. Now I can see the outline. What are you going to do with it?
See that thing?
Name it?
Dude, I have no clue. Wait, there's another one. You see it?
Grapefruit.
You see it?
Oh, we see it.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers because baths are for babies.